Gracias, vicepresidente.
Thank you very much. Vice President, I'd like to welcome the delegation of the Sister Republic of Ecuador, headed by His Excellency the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and I'd like to thank the delegation for the presentation of the report. We'd like to congratulate El Salvador for the implementation of national policies on the focus of human rights and work aimed at protecting vulnerable groups, especially persons with disabilities. We also note with satisfaction the efforts taken to implement the recommendations received during the second UPR and the full commitment with the process. We'd like to congratulate Ecuador also on its vision of human rights as universal, indivisible, and interdependent, and also with the promotion and protection of human rights and conditions of equality and non-discrimination. We'd like to praise Ecuador for the fact that it has a National Institution for Human Rights accredited in Category A, and the importance that Ecuador gives to the implementation of national policies, for example, the National Plan for Good Living 2013-2017 and the Organic Law on Disabilities. In this respect, I'd like to make the following recommendations: to ratify the optional protocol on the Convention on the Rights of the Child related to the communications procedures, to continue efforts to establish a process of effective consultation with communities in line with international standards, in connection with different projects that may affect the territory of indigenous persons, and to continue the process and ensure punishment and appropriate sanctions for the acts of violence against women, and also ensure that the national plan for the eradication of violence, gender violence, is fully implemented. Thank you.